It's not all that good. I don't like it. What about a man who's in charge of a ship? He's the
captain
of the ship, and the man who presides over the county court. He's the
lawyer,
or a judge. Okay. And what about a woman who takes care of the boss's letters and typing and filing? She's
the bookkeeper, or a stenographer, or something.
And what do you call a person who goes to college to study? He's
he's a college student, I guess.
College student. Okay. What about our nationality? We are.
Well, you're either you had a different nationality. You're a foreigner.
Yeah, we're not Germans.
We're Americans.
Okay. And what about here in the South? 10, 15 years ago, they had separate facilities, you know, for the two races. Had one for the whites, one for the
black.
Mm-hmm. What do you suppose a black person would prefer to be called if you refer to his race?
I'd say that he'd rather be called colored, I imagine, in place of black. Mm. But I'd call him nigger, because mm-hmm. I've been raised up with them niggers. Mm-hmm. And I had some good nigger friends. But a lot of them ain't no friend to me now, because I don't like them.
Is that right?
In other words, there's lots of white folks, too, you know, the same way. I say it that way. But niggers is like trying to take a lot of our... I'm like a nigger, but the nigger get up above me, I don't think that's right.
Well, what about what would you call, say, another white person who just wasn't any good, was sorry, was lazy, was,
I
you know?
I call him I said, well, he's just no good. I said, he's lazy and no good. He don't want to learn or something like that.
Is there anything in particular you'd ever heard a colored man call a white man like that? Would he call him the same thing or what?
Nah, I'm not even sure.
What about trash?
That's old trash.
Trash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about have you ever heard a white man called a cracker by anybody? Never heard that?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay. But what about a person who's a... You ever heard city people call people from the country anything in particular?
Yeah. Country hoodlum.
Hoodlum?
Yeah, city hoodlum.
Mm-hmm.
He might be one.
I don't think you could call it a city, really. It's not that big. What about you ever heard a person call another one, he's just no country hoosier?
Yeah.
What about Podunk?
Yeah, country hoosier. They live the country.
Have you ever heard a person call another one, he's just old Podunk?
Yeah.
Something like that. Means it's country.
Mm-hmm.
What about if somebody is waiting on you? You're supposed to go somewhere with him, and he calls out to you, "You gonna be ready?" And you might call back, "Well, I'm gonna be with you in
a few minutes. Just wait till I get there."
Just a minute or something like that.
Yeah, just a minute.
But what about if you want to know how many times about something? You'd say, well, how, you know, if you want to know about how many times this person does something, you might ask them, well, how?
How many times does it take to, you have to do that? Mm-hmm. To, you know, like you're going, well, same thing like you farm it. You're going to plow a field out there. How many times you going to plow a field? Are you done through plowing? Well, yeah, it's over.
Or another way of saying it might be how often.
How often you plow. Mm-hmm.
What about if somebody says, well, I don't think I'm going to vote for Gerald Ford for president. And you think the same way, you might say, well,
that's the way to go.
Or neither am I.
Neither am I, something like that. You better turn that book fast now.
I'm as fast as I can, I tell you.
I tell you, them leaves doesn't play out.
I'm trying to. I'm tired too. I talked to a woman yesterday for 8 hours. I just had it about that. You know, every time I said something and she answered me, she just kept talking.